You'd be surprised by how many people are still interested in film. Having the gallery space, you get quite a few people coming through with their cameras, or people coming in asking where they can get their film processed. It started to make me think, oh, wow, there's people that still, you know, are interested in this medium. And I myself went to West Wollongong TAFE, studied photography, did darkroom. And I loved taking a roll of film and not knowing what was coming out, and watching it come out and developing it and seeing the results was always really exciting. I really missed that about film photography, because digital photography, yeah, it's great, it's cheap, you know, but there's so much more control in it that you kind of lose that freedom.
I guess now you have this idea where people try and take the perfect photograph, whereas film is about acknowledging the imperfections in it and appreciating that, whereas there's no scope for that in digital photography. You just strive until you've got it perfect.
That's right. That's exactly right. And this process, this 24 project, is a pure example of that, because you have no idea how it's going to come out. You don't know if it's enough light or if what's going to happen. And some of the photos that have come out are so interesting. I think, because I've also put a couple of series in, and I'm surprised as to what's come out and what I've missed and what I didn't see, or and the randomness of it all. It's a beautiful thing, you know. And the look and the aesthetic of it is beautiful as well. I've had this idea for a long time, and I had written down in my little journal, I'd love to do an exhibition, you know, 24, one roll of film, no control, and yeah, it's finally come to fruition, so I'm quite happy with it.
When you start taking photographs with an SLR camera, which a lot of people do now, you can change everything on the go as you review it. And to me, who has never really shot with a proper camera using film, it seems terrifying, the idea of shooting and it turning out really badly. What sort of skill level is required to shoot well with a film SLR camera?
Well, I suggest to take lots of photos. And we have had a few people who weren't able to put their series in because they didn't come out or they were too dark. So, you know, like I said, it's a process. I have been taking film for a long time. I actually took 3 rolls of film to make sure that I at least got one roll out of it, because it is difficult. And until you really know your camera, you know, if you haven't used a film camera before, and you don't know all about the shutter speeds and the light and the, you know, the ISOs and all that sort of stuff, it takes time for you to sort of get an understanding of that. But all I can say is release the shutter, take lots of photos, take lots of rolls of film and see what happens.
And you were telling me earlier that because it's such a dying art, it's actually quite hard to get a roll of film developed in Wollongong these days.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was quite hard to sort of get that sorted. And people are sort of doing it from home, or I sent my roll of film to Sydney, but I'm actually in the process of sorting out some sort of solution to that for film photographers, so stay tuned to Studio 19. And mostly black and white, but colour's a different story, but once I get it sorted, I'll let you know.
We're talking with Nina Currier. We're talking about this exhibition called 24, which is 24 photographs taken on film, which seems very foreign to me and probably most people who use a camera these days. Let's talk about what has come out of this, Nina. We're sitting in your gallery at the moment, surrounded by the exhibition, and there's colour, there's black and white, there's out of focus, there's all sorts of stuff in here. What have you seen that you've liked?
I love, there's a series by Karen Hook from Wollongong. It's a black and white series. Her just walking around and seeing little snippets of things, reflections, shot windows, abstract sort of scenes. It's quite beautiful. There's people's road trips, there's travel photos, there's just random sort of selection of photos, some sort of tie-in with colour. For some people come in and go, oh, wow, I know that place, or, you know, oh, yeah, I think I've been there before, or, oh, that's a really interesting sort of, you know, view. And like I said, it's a mixed bag, so I think you should come and have a look and see for yourself. We're opening it Friday night from 6:30. Yeah, come along and meet some of the photographers and see what's sort of come out of it.
And is the idea to, it's just kind of a day in the life of an artist. It's not necessarily shooting a specific sporting or musical event or anything. This is really just what people see. And what do you think is appealing about that?
Just people's insight to somebody's world. And that's it, really. Like, it's like that just one, that time frame is really interesting to see a journey or an adventure or a personal sort of story.
And presented in a way that's not especially flash either.
No, it's not perfect, and that's what I love about it. The amount of perfection in digital photography these days drives me mad, and editing and post, and I just love the raw image, and that's what I love about this show. It's raw.